And that leads right into the fourth part of this. Ray Kroc was building something that was increasing in value. How many people do you hear that are actually building a business that is a depreciable asset? Everything's based on a piece of equipment or something that's going to go down in value.
What Diane's talking about here is this. Most S's aren't building a business. They own a job or they're building a practice. For instance, accountancies a lot of times are practices. And what does a practice sell for generally?
Actually, a practice, if you're lucky, will sell at 1.1 to 1.2 times the gross billings that stay with the firm. Now, that's an important part because if an S has been really successful in that mode, people are coming to them because of that person.
People come to see Diane. They don't want to see me.
Right. And so if you sell that, how many stay? Well, that's what determines the value.
So if Diane's doing, let's say, $100,000 a year, the valuation of a practice versus a business is $100,000.
Correct.
So the difference between a practice and a business is very big. And that's what we're talking about. We have a friend who wants to start a graphic arts printing company and all this. And he says, it's going to be a good business. I said, I don't see a business there. I see a service. I don't see a business. I mean, it's something that he'll stay busy at. Maybe that's why it's called a business to him. But he's working hard as an S. And the question is, what are you building? For instance, when I buy a piece of real estate, it's very clear to me what the asset is. It's this 100-unit apartment house. That's the asset.
And actually, we can define that asset like the real estate or the true business in that it's bringing in cash flow. Remember, the whole point of this is that assets bring in cash flow. So if we're creating a business, it's going to become cash flow that's passive. You don't need to work. Otherwise, you're just building a job. If you don't show up, you don't get paid.
So that's why many times small businesses stay small is because, you know, it's that S mentality. I'm going to do it on my own. Nobody does it better. And so their cash flow is dependent upon them working. People say, how come they don't find me in my office? Because if I was in my office, it wouldn't be a business at that time. So I'm constantly looking for ways for the business to run without me. The more it runs without me, the more valuable it becomes. If I am there, it's a practice. And what this series is about, this program, is it'll be talking more and more, starting with cash flow management, how you build a system that becomes a business. Because if you really build a business or you buy a piece of real estate, that's when your asset value goes up. But as long as what most people do, if it's dependent upon them, if they're the shining star, then it's a practice, not a business.